This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 Suite with Fox on the Run. It is 5:41 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Shantanis of our news desk for Keep in View, business stories or stories in general that you will want to keep on your radar. And Sean, today, the Road Transport Department, or JPJ, has warned bus and lorry operators against using musical horns or risk heavy punishments. Tell us more.
Yeah, so the JPJ has basically warned that these lorry and bus operators can face a fine of up to 2,000 ringgit or a six-month jail sentence if they modify the sound of the horn into a musical horn.
Okay.
And it's popularly known in Malay as horn tenonet. And I think it comes from the sound tenonet.
Tenonet, yeah.
Okay. So the operation basically started in Selangor this month, and JPJ said they had to do this because they received complaints from the public. And they are saying these musical horns are causing confusion among road users. They also said motorists may not get the message that the user of the horn is trying to convey. And JPJ also pointed out that these musical horns can become public nuisance if used in residential areas. And I've basically been watching all these videos of roadblocks where the police will stop you, I'll play the clip later. And they ask you like, ada horn tak? They'll ask the truck driver, mm-hmm. and they'll say like, ada, okay, payung sikit. So they'll, as they are leaving the roadblock, they'll just, you know, play the horn, and then they all been enjoying. So all these MCO roadblocks, you can see a lot of videos of, police roadblocks where they play these horns, and, they're just having fun, and all that. And if you go online, on YouTube, you can see like top 10 Malaysia horn tenonet compilations. Like, you can have like 8 minutes of horn tenonet truck drivers. And I've heard it myself because I live in an industrial area where a lot of trucks and lorries, you know, use the road. I always hear them. There was once this JNT delivery driver came to my house. They also used it. I don't have any problem with it, but I've compiled 3 for you. You can listen to it.
I kind of love them, but the slightly off-key nature of them are bothering me.
So I don't know whether we're making a great case against these horns, because I also find myself delighted by them. But I do understand that a reaction to this news has been mixed, and that a lot of people are actually arguing that this punishment on businesses at this point in time is quite excessive.
Yeah, so I went online and I checked all the comments on forums and stuff. Surprisingly, a lot of people are in support of the bus and lorry operators. Some feel the punishment is too heavy. Some even think it's totally unnecessary at this point, especially, when we have other bigger issues like drink driving or increasing punishment for those who don't use the indicators, and so on. Because these offenses have caused more fatalities and mishaps. And a couple of influencers have also asked the authorities to release the data, if they have, to prove that these musical horns are indeed dangerous, what kind of accidents they have caused and stuff like that. And there were also comments saying that these lorry and truck drivers drive long hours and they need some entertainment. And apparently, they light up the mood in the highways when people are driving, la meriahkan suasana lebuh raya, they say. And usually, you I've seen it, like when another truck driver meets another truck driver on the highway, this is how they interact. So they are, so it's a trending thing, lately. And in my area, I've seen most of the truck drivers, when they make a U-turn, they will play this horn.
You know, I have to say, when you said a musical horn, I was expecting Matkul. I don't know why. My first thought was, we're going to hear Matkul. And somehow it's a little bit better. But I'm interested to know, I mean, how do you feel about this, about the musical horn and the fact that JPJ at this moment has said that lorry and bus operators can face a fine, it's quite a lot, of up to 2,000 ringgit or a 6-month jail sentence if they modify the sound of the horn. Tell us
Imagine going to jail for playing Baby Shark.
That just made me really sad.
6 months potentially. So yes, how do you feel about the musical horn on the horn tenonet? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at VFM Radio. I think it was so good that we're gonna play out with that clip again. If you want to search for it, in case it's not clear from how we're pronouncing it, it's T-E-N-O-N-E-T. That's how you look for that on YouTube if you're interested. In the meantime, here's another 45 seconds of it. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.